We're talking to Peter Otto, who's the UK sales manager for Yogi Tea. Garden Centre wants to know about Yogi Teas.
It started from a master of Kundalini Yoga. He was the first master of Kundalini Yoga to leave India and come to the West. He was teaching in California in the late 60s, teaching yoga. And at the end of the yoga session, he would serve a drink of five herbs and spices to his pupils as a restorative drink to kind of rebuild their health. Two of his pupils were from Germany. At the end of their course in California, they went back to Hamburg in northern Germany to find work in a vegetarian restaurant called the Golden Temple. And while they're working in the kitchen, they realised they had the five herbs and spices that the yogi master was serving as a drink. So they started experimenting. They got something close to what they thought he was serving. They started brewing it in the kitchen for their own benefit. But as all these stories go, the customers in the restaurant could smell the aroma of the drink and wanted to try it. So they started selling it in the restaurant. When the customers then wanted to buy it to take it home. So they had the idea of launching a brand. They contacted the yoga master, who was called Yogi Bhajan, was his name. He's now dead, died in 2004. But he said, okay, we'll launch a company, we'll have Yogi Tea USA, Yogi Tea Europe, as long as it remains within the Sikh community and it's a non-profit making organisation. And that's how it started. So if you Google Yogi Tea, you'll find there are two different looking brands. Although they're both called Yogi Tea, the European range is different to the American range. Some of the names are common, the concept's the same, but for example, one difference is our range is entirely wholly organic and the American range isn't. It's only partly organic. That's
so,
the start.
So if a garden centre wanted to, first of all, stock Yogi Teas to sell them in their food shop, in their food area, how do they go about doing that?
At the moment, we sell through wholesalers who service the health food trade. Many of them are here now, so people like Marigold, Suma, Tree of Life, the health store, they're the health food wholesalers. They all carry Yogi Tea. And they could supply the garden centre.
Okay.
We, as Yogi Tea in the UK, don't sell direct ourselves to retailers. It's all via the wholesale trade. And the real benefit for the garden centre is we're not stocked by the grocery supermarkets. It's health food trade only. So it's Holland & Barrett or independent health food stores. Consequently, everybody supports the RSP. They sell at the RSP. Nobody's undercutting the price.
I hadn't realised that actually, so that is a good plus point in garden centres.
Yeah. And it's a premium product. It's a pack of 17 tea bags, retails at $2.29.
Yes. And do you know what the margin is that they're working to on that?
25 based on the price book cost.
Right.
But if they're buying volume, they can get a discount to improve the margin.
Okay.
But that's for them to discuss with the wholesaler.
And you've got an offer that we see here available from September?
Yeah. They buy any two packets from the entire range, they receive a free Yogi Tea mug that they can pass on.
It's an offer for customers.
Correct. But it works that way all the way through the trade.
Right.
So the garden centre would buy it in on that basis.
Right, and do the garden centres actually get the mugs there and then to give so that
they're delivered by the wholesaler with the order.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your colleague was also telling us about an offer for them to buy a bag.
It's a new pack, so it's not an offer as such, it's an ongoing line.
Okay.
But it comes with a jute bag which is branded with Yogi Tea, two packets of Yogi Tea, and a double skin ceramic cup which is cool to touch. Once it's filled with hot drink, it's cool to touch. It has a silicone cap which forms a great seal. The whole thing retails at $10.99, including the VAT. So that's a new concept we're launching for the first time in September.
And if a garden centre wanted to actually serve Yogi Teas in their restaurant, is that something they can just choose to do?
Or of course.
Do you have a catering arm to your business?
No, we don't. No, it would be served in the same way by the wholesaler. They can either just use tea bags from the packs, although we do have one food service style pack, because this is the liquid version of that.
Ah.
It's pre-brewed with the five herbs and spices, water and organic raw cane sugar.
This is the chai.
This is the chai, it's yogurt and chai.
Yeah.
And what we do, and you can try it here, it's mixed in a heater, half and half with milk, to make like a chai latte is the idea.
Yeah, I've just
tried that. You have, okay. So that's how the Indian community would traditionally drink a chai.
Yes.
They have it on the top of the stove, bubbling away all day, and keep on adding a few herbs and spices, a bit more milk. It's getting close to that kind of concept. Yeah.
So this would be absolutely ideal if a garden centre had an Indian-themed event, as some of them do, in their restaurants. It's an ideal line to run alongside.
Yeah.
But actually, it's something they could stock all year round.
Of course,
Of course. Did I see also a Christmas blend?
Yeah, a Christmas. It's not a blend, it's like a selection box.
Oh, it's a Christmas selection box.
So it has 12 different varieties of Yogi Teas, two of each of the 12, so 24 in total.
Yeah.
And that's back on sale from September.
Okay. well, Christmas is really big in garden centres.
Yeah, for sure.
So that would be good.
Yeah. Is it a Sikh Santa?